A hefty fine or a stint in jail, that in theory is what you could be facing for leaving your home these days without a valid reason, such as work or to exercise or to attend to medical needs. Police have been out today in some states making sure people are aware that loitering is no longer allowed. Testing for COVID-19 is also being stepped up in Sydney's eastern suburbs as a pop-up clinic has opened after a cluster was detected there linked to backpackers. Barbara Miller reports.
At the back of a building near Central Station in Sydney, a police officer wearing a mask has parked his car across the road and is directing away all foot traffic. A patient transport vehicle is parked close by, and there's a table which seems to have some rubber gloves and other medical supplies on it.
Sir, I work for the ABC. Are you able to tell me if it's related to coronavirus?
Can't tell you anything.
Can't tell me? And what's this facility?
Police have been out and about today making sure the stay-at-home rules are adhered to and have been filmed reportedly asking people sitting around in parks to move on. I've also heard they've been visible in Bondi, where there have been ongoing reports of people breaching the rules.
Well, Bondi Beach is indeed still closed. There's a huge sign up confirming that. And yet another sign that these times are extraordinary, I'm going to be able to get a park right at Bondi Beach. I'm sure it's still going to cost me an arm and a leg, but when was the last time that ever happened?
There's a cluster of cases around Sydney's eastern suburbs being linked in part to backpackers. But this Italian businessman, who's now stuck in Australia, says he's not worried.
I'm not worried, actually, because, first of all, there are only a few cases. It's not so big. And also, I have noticed that here Australians, they're very respectful. And, they stay at home, you see, they keep distances.
Well, you wouldn't exactly say mass panic had broken out in Bondi. I'm just walking around the back of the Bondi Pavilion, where I had understood they were going to open a kind of pop-up testing clinic. Oh, yeah. And there's a sign up here, can I get tested for COVID? St. Vincent's COVID-19 clinic will only test you if you have symptoms, such as fever and or acute respiratory illness, and you have returned from overseas in the last 14 days, or you've been notified that you've been in close contact with a confirmed case. Okay, so actually those conditions are pretty much the same as we've heard elsewhere.
A steady stream of people enters and exits the new clinic, one every few minutes. Most don't want to talk, but this elderly gentleman stops to chat after his test.
I had a bit of dry throat and I thought I'd go down and get tested.
And are you worried because you live in the eastern suburbs?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm worried about it. I heard a lot of people got it here in Waverley and I thought, I'll go and get tested.
As the working day draws to a close, more and more people walk and jog along the promenade at Bondi. Most are alone or in pairs. The message appears to be getting through that anything else is no longer allowed. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
In the main, everybody's responded favourably and we deeply, deeply appreciate it. We know this is a really frustrating time for our citizens, but we also appreciate we're all doing this to keep each other safe and especially to keep those most vulnerable safe.
And this was the Premier's response when asked whether New South Wales is now a police state.
I appreciate that this is a massive change in lifestyle for all of us, but it's to keep us safe.
Authorities say now is not the time to relax and take the foot off the pedal. Things, they say, could still get worse.
Barbara Miller with that report.